Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, it is. I
Yes.
didn't catch that. You said your name was Denise.
Oh, my name is Denise. Yes.
Denise with the D.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Denise. John, you're a legal intake. And yes, it is a new claim for a hair relaxer case. And her name is Yolanda Valentine.
Yolanda Valentine. Okay, thank you
Yeah,
so
ma'am.
much. I'll take it from here.
All right. So, Yolanda, I have Denise on the line for you, okay?
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Miss Yolanda. Once again, we're on a
Good morning.
recorded line. I want to make sure that I have the correct spelling of your name. So is that Yolanda?
Yes.
Last name V as in Victor, Alentine.
Yes.
And your phone number, Miss Valentine?
702-754-7733.
Perfect. I do have that on here. I just wanted to make sure. And then let me just okay, perfect. So we'll go through some questions together, Miss Valentine. First and foremost, I always have to ask, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No.
Okay, and I always have to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that, Miss Yolanda. What type of cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. Thank you for that information. Again, I'm sorry to hear that you went through that. Are you feeling better now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good to hear. And what type of is there a subtype that you know of the ovarian?
Clear cell.
Let's see. Clear cell. Here it is. Okay. Clear cell carcinoma. Is that correct? Clear cell carcinoma.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer, Ms. Yolanda?
July 3rd, 2023.
Let's see. 2023. July 3rd, 2023. Okay. And do you remember what age you were? Well, actually, this was just last year. So, what age were you when you were diagnosed?
45.
45. Okay. And then, can I get the diagnosing doctor's name, please?
Darren Swinston.
Did you say Darren? And then, how do you spell the last name?
Winston,
S
Swenston.
W E N S T O N.
Yes.
And then Darren as in Daren or Iin.
I guess R-E, I don't, I-E-N, I don't know, sure.
I can look him
R-E-N.
up, no problem. What
Okay.
state was he in?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay. Let me look him up really quickly. Just so we have everything correct here. Okay, let's see. I did find him. Let me just let's see here. Okay, so Darren as in Darin. And then I have the last name on here as well. Trying to copy and paste here. Okay, perfect. And then I do have a phone number of 702-551-3102. Does that sound correct?
No.
702-551-3102. No. What?
No, 702-720-4611.
4611. Okay. 702-720-4611. And then does the address sound correct? It's 2880 North Tenaya Suite 420. Okay. Perfect. I'm just gonna copy and paste here really quickly. Address and then phone number. Okay. Okay. And then you never lived in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, just making sure. And then, excuse me, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more
Yes.
than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Like 12, because I did it like every 8 weeks.
Oh, every 8 weeks. Okay. Okay. So 12 times per year. And then are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
January 30th, 1978.
January 30th, 1978.
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No,
Okay. And by any chance, Miss Yolanda, do you know of any friends or family or loved ones that have been injured by the hair relaxers?
I don't. Not right off my head, I don't.
Okay. No problem. And if you do think of someone, I also will be sending you my direct line, okay? So you can let me know at a
Okay.
later time.
Okay.
And what state did you use hair relaxer?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. Let me put that in here. And then when did you start using hair relaxer?
Probably like May of 2012. May from 2012.
Okay. Let's see. Twenty twelve. So was it like the beginning of May or the end of May? Should we put the middle?
Probably like the beginning and middle of May, about that. And then and I ended to like June. I stopped in like June 2023. I'm not sure of the date.
Okay. So June, I do have to put a date. Should we put you started May 15th of 2012 and then ended around
Like
June of
June, like
15 of 2012, or
a, like
I
no,
mean
like you could put
2023.
yeah, you could put like May. I guess you look like May 5th of 2012 to like June 11th, 2023.
Okay. So, May 15th, 2012, and then ended June 11th of 2023.
Yeah, about that.
Okay. And then how often did you use the products? Weekly, monthly, 4 times a year?
Like every 8 weeks.
Every 8 weeks. Okay. So let's see. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products?
Like 11 years.
11 years. Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And if the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Beauty supply warehouse. It's called Wholesale Human Hair Factory.
Supply warehouse. And you said it's called what? I'm sorry.
Wholesale Human Hair Factory.
Okay. Okay. And if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number.
Oh, that was years ago. There was this girl I knew, and she used to come to my house and do it because she was a professional. You know, it was a school they was going to, so I was more like I would let her come do me.
I guess what we can do is maybe like put down her name, or if she had like a business name, we can put
No,
that
I don't.
down.
That was so long ago. Like, I don't even.
So you didn't go to a salon, she came to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just somebody I met here.
Okay, since you did mention that you were getting it done at home and at the salon, it is asking for information on the person who helped you, or like the salon name. We do have to put something down.
I don't,
Do
well,
you
no, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember any of that information. I mean, because I had no idea I'd be in something like this. So I don't have any information. Like, I don't know. I don't remember anything about her. I had no idea I would need,
We could at least put her name, and then we can put just Las Ve it was in Las Vegas, correct? We'll put Las Vegas, Nevada, and her name. Do you remember like her name at all? Like, no. We could just put her first name.
I don't remember.
Let's see. I can also put
Oh,
notes.
wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think. Hold on. It's I want to say Rochelle.
Okay.
I
I know it's been a while. So we'll put Rochelle. As in R-O, is it
like RO, like
ROSCHELL?
CHE, yeah, something like that. Damn.
Okay, no worries. And then we can put Las Vegas, Nevada. And then you don't have her number anywhere in your phone?
I don't even have the same phone
No.
that I had.
Okay. Okay. Let me write notes in here. So she was a stylist.
Yeah.
Apply product. Okay. And then which name brands did you use, Miss Yolanda?
Always natural.
Okay, let me look for that. Did you say always natural? Did you use any other ones? I can name a few. Oh, I'm sorry, go
Not that
ahead.
I can remember anything. Not, I'm trying to think off the bat.
Here, I'll name some. Dark and
That was
Lovely.
just the one I used the most.
Always natural. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'll name some as well in case any of these jump out, let me know, please. Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, Ors Olive Oil, Mizani, Osoplis, L'Oreal. No.
I probably use emotions maybe once or twice, but I try not to switch that stuff because it's not good.
Yeah. You said motions? Which one?
Maybe like once or twice. I said
Oh.
emotions maybe once or twice.
Okay. And then
But I try,
you try not to switch it up too much. Okay.
I didn't switch like that.
L'Oreal, Cream of Nature, African Pride, Hawaiian Silky, Namaste Labs, Revlon.
No.
Okay. Let's see. Let me write down always natural on here. Okay. Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive from your doctor, Miss Yolanda?
I had chemotherapy treatment.
Chemotherapy treatment. Okay. And can I get the treatment date, please?
July 15, 2023.
July 15, 2023. July 15, 2023. Okay. And then treating doctor's name.
Dr. Darian Swenson.
Okay, so the same doctor who diagnosed you was the same
Yeah.
doctor who treated you. Okay. Got it. Let me copy and paste that information here. Phone number. Here we go. Okay. Thank you for that information. And then, for the recording, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And then marital status?
Single.
And then I'm going to write down your name here. W Yolanda. And then last name, Valentine. Valentin. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, it's E.
E as an elephant?
Yvonne, E-V-O-N-N-E.
Oh, just the middle initial, E as an elephant, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yvonne. Okay. And then can I get your social security in order for identity verification for them to pull your medical records?
Yes. You ready?
Yes.
240-27-55-88.
240-27-55-88.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And I do have an email here, Y-O-L-O-V as in Victor, A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E 39@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And I have a phone number, 702-754-7733.
Yes.
And then, is this your mobile?
Yes.
Perfect. And then contact preference, I do have to pick one, phone call, text, or email?
Phone call.
Okay.
Email. Yeah, phone call.
And then best time of the day to reach you, I do have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Okay. And we're almost done here. I am needing your address, Miss Yvonne.
Okay, 5355 South Rainbow Boulevard.
South Rainbow
Apartment one.
Boulevard. Okay.
Apartment 1. Apartment 167.
Apartment.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, go ahead.
Las Vegas, Nevada. 89118.
Perfect. I did find it on here. Thank you for that. Let's see. Nevada. Five three five five South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, apartment 167-89118.
Yes.
Okay. And Miss Yolanda, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do, but I was telling him I'm still out of town from Thanksgiving. I'll be back soon. And I was telling him I can get it to him then.
Mm. Okay, perfect. No problem. I'll put yes. And then can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically?
By mail, either or probably. By mail, probably.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does this emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. And then can I get the name, please?
Elijah Valentine.
Can you spell the first name?
E-L-L-I-J-A.
E-L-L-I-J-A. Okay. Same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And then phone number?
702. 831. I can't see where shit. 8753.
702-831-8753.
Yeah.
Okay. And then relationship?
My son.
Okay. Perfect. So it looks like we completed everything, Miss Yvonne. Thank you so much for all this information. I'm going to review it one last time to make sure there's no typos once we create the DocuSign. So let's go through that really quickly. If you hear me say anything that doesn't sound right, please let me know, okay? Okay, so there's no attorney present. You haven't signed anything for a law firm, and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, clear cell carcinoma subtype. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed 7/3/2023 at the age of 45. Okay, let's see. Let me keep scrolling down. On average, you use the hair relaxer 12 times per year. Date of birth 1/30/1978. You started using the hair relaxer 5/15/2012. You stopped 6/11/2023.
Huh?
Oh, you began to use the hair relaxer 5/15/2012. You stopped using hair relaxer 6/11/2023.
Okay, yes,
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you used it for consecutive years of 11 consecutive years. And then let's see. As far as your treatment, you had chemotherapy for your treatment. Treatment date 7/15/2023. And then Yolanda E. Valentine. Social Security 240275588. And then I have an email address, YOLOValentine39@gmail.com, phone number 702-754-7733, address 5355 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, apartment 167-89118. Perfect. So I will be submitting this now, and then you should be receiving it shortly. Please let me know as soon as you do receive it. It will come to your email. And if you have any questions or about how to sign, please let me know, and I'm here to assist you.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Do I hang up with you?
Oh, no. I'll still remain on the phone until you sign.
Oh,
And
okay.
then
I'm looking right now. Okay.
just so I can provide guidance should you need it on the signing.
Okay, I'm looking right now. New document. DocuSign. Allow. Please sign. Oh, I agree. Is that it? I think I did it.
I think you provided consent for the signing. Does it show you where to sign?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I'm trying to do okay. Draw your initials.
Yes,
Okay.
some will be signatures and then others will be initials.
Did I do it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I did it.
Oh, perfect. Okay, let me check on my end really quickly. It looks like I did receive it. I'm just going to go through it really quickly to make sure we didn't miss anything, okay, before we get off the phone. Yolanda E. Valentine. Okay, perfect. Signature 12/2/2024. South Rainbow Boulevard. Perfect. Date of birth. Social signature. Signature initials. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, it looks like we have everything we need, Miss Yolanda. Thank you so much for your patience through it all. I will be
Thank you.
sending you a text message with my information should you need me. And then also, I'll be sending you a text message with the law firm's information. Usually, they will be in touch with you within the week.
Okay.
For whatever reason you don't hear from them, I will send you their direct number for you to contact them. And if you still have any issues, please call me directly. And what I can
Okay.
do is like help you get transferred to their office. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I wish you the best and have a wonderful rest of your day, okay, Miss Yolanda?
Thank you. You too.
Thank
Thank you. You too.
you. Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.